From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Google says its marketing manager has been released in Egypt after being detained during anti-government protests about 2 weeks ago. In a statement released today, Google expressed huge relief over the news. But the turmoil continues in central Cairo, where NPR's Eric Westervelt says thousands remain entrenched until President Hosni Mubarak resigns.
The crowd is still large. It's become more and more like a mini little tent city. Over the last few days, more and more tents springing up, people coming in with blankets and pillows, really ready to camp out and to continue to camp out and almost live here day and night as they continue to press their core demand that the regime leave.
NPR's Eric Westervelt reporting. The final tally is in, and southern Sudanese have voted for independence by a staggering margin. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, the nearly Texas-sized territory is now slated to become the world's newest country in July.
More than 98% of southern Sudanese voted to split Africa's largest country, according to election officials. While overwhelming, the vote is not surprising. North and South Sudan fought a vicious civil war for more than two decades. The mostly Muslim North sent Arab militias to burn villages and slaughter citizens in the largely animist and Christian South. In interviews, most southern Sudanese say they voted for independence because they felt the North had neglected their development. The South has perhaps 25 miles of paved roads and few schools of higher learning. Omar al-Bashir, Sudan's president, says his government will accept the South's decision to leave. That means come summer, southern Sudan will become Africa's 54th state. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Nairobi.
The Taliban are claiming responsibility for attacks in southern and eastern Afghanistan today that caused several casualties. Separately, a bombing in southern Afghanistan claimed the life of a NATO service member, the sixth kill this month. The service member's nationality has not been confirmed. President Obama is calling for a strong partnership with the Chamber of Commerce at a time when he is trying to improve ties with corporate leaders. This morning, the president echoed previous calls for the U.S. to step up its competitiveness.
And we know what it will take for America to win the future. We need to out-innovate, we need to out-educate, we need to out-build our competitors. We need an economy that's based not on what we consume and borrow from other nations, but what we make and what we sell around the world.
Addressing the Chamber of Commerce, the president promised to try to improve the tax code and regulations to help businesses grow. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 85 points at 12,177. NASDAQ Composite Index gaining 22, it's at 2792. And the S&P 500 up 10 at 1,321. This is NPR. A congressionally backed report finds the Pentagon should do more to pay for traffic upgrades at six military bases. The sites are expecting an influx of tens of thousands of new workers. The National Research Council's Transportation Research Board says the current traffic patterns could severely slow down commutes for members of the military. Groupon's Super Bowl ad about Tibet has whipped up a storm of protests both inside China and beyond. And as NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing, many believe it could harm the company's prospects in China.
Groupon's ad started by saying the people of Tibet are in trouble, their very culture in jeopardy, but they still whip up an amazing fish curry. It went on to tout a special group buying deal at a restaurant in Chicago. But it's been heavily criticized by all sides. Tibet supporters say it trivializes the suffering and oppression of Tibetans under Chinese rule, while Chinese internet users have protested against what they call Groupon's attempts to invade the China market. Earlier today, the China Daily reported the company was going to enter a partnership with a Chinese firm, Tencent, and looking to employ 1,000 people in 3 months. Even the recipient of the free publicity, restaurant co-owner Vivek Kuwar, was disappointed. He told NPR he found the ad insensitive and not funny. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is apologizing to the hundreds of fans who had to give up their seats at the Super Bowl because of structural issues with temporary seating. He's offering free seats to those affected to the big game next year, and the NFL's also saying it'll refund the affected fans at three times the face value of their tickets. This is NPR.